It's hard to believe that our study of the book of Zechariah, Lord willing, will be coming to a close next Sunday evening. It's admittedly one of the most difficult of the Old Testament books to understand. But when we apply ourselves, we can learn what it has to teach, and it teaches some great, great lessons. Last week, Zechariah chapter 12, we mentioned, was a favorite chapter for those who believe in the premillennial reign of Christ on earth in a physical kingdom. And so much of last week was devoted to looking at what the text actually says, especially as it refers to Christ's kingdom and what kind of kingdom it was going to be. And that lesson, of course, revolved around the fact that in that day, that was the prophet's favorite expression in chapter 12, at that day or in that day. And we found out from looking at Zechariah chapter 12 that in that day referred to the day of the Messiah, when the Messiah would come and set up his kingdom. And we saw that the prophet uses the phrase the pierced one to refer to the Messiah, to refer to Christ, the one who would be pierced on the cross. And so that was critical in understanding Zechariah 12. That the Messiah, the pierced one, was going to come and set up a spiritual kingdom and reign over that kingdom beginning in that first century. Well, that thought continues in Zechariah chapter 13. That same thought about the pierced one, the Messiah, and his kingdom. The chapter pretty well divides itself into three sections. The first section is simply verse 1, which is very much a continuation of chapter 12. Notice Zechariah 13, verse 1. Zechariah uses that same expression, in that day. And from chapter 12, that's referring to the day of the Messiah, when the Christ would come. A fountain shall be opened for the house of David and for the inhabitants of Jerusalem, for sin and for uncleanness. In that day, Jesus came, of course, to bring into the world a new age, the Christian age, an age when people could receive true everlasting forgiveness. That wasn't possible in times before because, as the Hebrew writer puts it in Hebrews 10, the blood of bulls and goats could not take away sin. So therefore, it took the death and the shedding of blood of the true Son of God to bring that about. And so that's what the pierced one, the Messiah, did. Is he brought true, eternal, total forgiveness into the world. And of course, that forgiveness started with the house of David and in the city of Jerusalem, just like the verse says. Who was there on the day of Pentecost? The house of Judah. Where did it happen? In the city of Jerusalem. So the Messiah, when he shed his blood, set up this new age. Sometimes we call it the gospel age. Sometimes we call it the Christian age. And in doing that, he did what? A fountain was opened up. A fountain was opened up. I brought the book up here because I wanted to read some of the words from Psalm or Song number 314. You might want to look at the song. There is a fountain. I was going to ask Don to sing it and I forgot. That's the first time I've forgotten anything in 15 minutes. Notice the words that William Cowper wrote many years ago, over 200 years ago. There is a fountain. And notice in our book, the text, the verse right under there is a fountain, it's Zechariah 13, verse 1. It says in the first verse, there is a fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's veins, and sinners plunged beneath that flood lose all their guilty stains. Dear dying lamb, thy precious blood shall never lose its power till all the ransomed church of God be saved to sin no more. Ere since by faith I saw the stream, thy flowing wounds supply, Redeeming love has been my theme and shall be till I die. Words written a long time ago, but certainly have so much to do with Zechariah 13:1. Jesus opened up a fountain filled with blood. And when we think about a fountain, it's something that continually is renewed, keeps circulating. It's never empty, but it continues on and on and has the power to continue to cleanse. As he puts it here, it's for sin. It's for those who miss the mark.